Oh, hola. What are we eating? Bread?
No, getting ready. Today's up. We're open today.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Eduardo's gonna be working during this podcast.
Well, I'm not busy right now. Just
Yeah, you're not busy right now. It sounds like you're packing eBay products.
Strong. Shit.
You're like, oh yeah, and Cherry is gonna be working as well. And you're like, and I'm going in for a job interview halfway.
Hey man, gotta squeeze in the podcast when you can.
I guess
Working
so. Water's just fucking. We're seeing your pots and pans flopping around.
Bro.
I'm trying to be as quiet as possible.
It's like bong bing bing bong.
Eduardo would have been not working on Thursday, but then you would have been somewhere.
Yeah, but I got the. I'm quiet. I don't do
Yeah.
anything. I would have sat in an automobile. In the audiomobile.
Discord episodes always feel so fucking weird. How do we do this again? Who starts?
Already started recording. I record everything.
Damn, you too? I've been recording for 1:40.
I never lose. We gotta do our check-ins. Bravo. Alpha.
Charlie.
Zulu. Well, I wanted to know.
Echo.
No, there's
Delta.
no.
Echo.
Foxtrot.
I'm waiting for someone to say beta.
Beta.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
Oh. We're live. Not really. We're live at the moment. Present in the moment, but not live in reality. This isn't live. This is it's 9 a.m. Oh wait, it's 10 a.m.
It's 11.
Got we're on that UK time, that UK
Eduardo.
podcast schedule.
It's 11 a.m. where Eduardo is, and it's, I don't know,
6 p.m. where Cherry is.
prime time. We're prime
Hi,
time
guys.
England. English prime time, man. This was
We're in the future.
Nick curated this. He's the conductor.
Yes.
He conducted
It's
this.
been too long since we had Eduardo on a podcast, and we gotta have Cherry on here. We got to. It's important.
Hell yeah. Everyone goes before Clyde Daniels.
I was gonna hit him up too for this, but I gave up before I even attempted. Too hard to orchestrate that many schedules to
Clyde's probably doing a final, you know,
He's
somewhere.
probably at work right now.
Work
He's probably
doing.
sleeping at work right now.
Are you frying eggs?
Nah, he's making fish and chips.
You bastard. Anyway.
First, like in fish and chips during the podcast.
All right. I'm your ex-host, Eduardo Lara, and I'm here with special guest, The Mask. And he's busy. I gave him the layup. He didn't even dunk it.
Sorry, he banged a pan around for
We're
you.
here with regular ex special guest, Thick Mick.
Ayo.
And we're here with the first ever. No, not the first non-American. We've had some Mexicans on, but the first European foo. Cherry Seinfeld. Man, they're busy.
Greetings.
Oh, there it is. It's the English. It's the delay. It's the English delay.
It's that 200 ping delay, bro.
Time moves faster.
Time is relative, everyone.
Yeah. I've been having these funny things on my Instagram Explore page that it's like the we've all seen the Sigma male masculinity like tweet type things.
Yeah.
But have you guys seen the ones where they just use, like, the back of the sculpture of Hercules?
I don't think so.
It's one of my favorite things to view. I just find it very funny that they're like, they post the most ridiculous things, like, this is how you be a man. And then they use a sculpture of a fake guy. I find it very enjoyable. What the?
Eduardo.
What?
I'm what in is the that, air fryer.
It's an air fan.
.com experience POV air fryer.
I am in the air fryer. Oh, and then Mark's.
Oh,
there.
It's Mark. Mark cameo. Oh, fuck.
What, Mark? What?
All you can eat fish and shrimp.
Hey, yo.
This guy's crazy. His business model is crazy. Oh my god, I'm in a bag. I just gotta turn him down.
Yeah, I might turn him down a lot.
I gotta mix him onto the spot, because he will just be
put him down to 60%, see how that is?
Bags of flour.
Alright, I might turn him down to 40.
Anyway, how is everybody on this fine evening, European evening?
Shit, I'm alright.
You're alright. Eduardo isn't here. Jerry is, how is Jerry, the special guest? Not here.
Jerry, say something.
This is like having... Damn. Yes,
yeah, we can hear you.
This is like having two Eduardos on one show.
I was muted the whole time.
Let's fucking go.
Jerry's been dropping hot fire and just not been heard.
Not mic'd up.
Ain't dropping inquisitive knowledge.
So quirky.
So quirky.
Just Gemini things.
And Eduardo is just a mass. He's just a cacophony of sound, and he's like the creation of the universe in my ears, just everything exploding.
You're right about that one.
He do be cooking.
Let him cook.
Yo, you see all the cat memes that are like, he ain't cooking. He ain't working.
No.
And it's just like cats holding drills or like doing dumb shit, like looking at tires. Like,
no, I haven't seen that.
He ain't working. Oh, he do be cooking. Shit like that. Yeah. I've got a lot of cat things on my explore page again.
So I can tell.
It's been good. It's been all right. A lot of wild animals. A lot of odd things. A lot of Sigma males. Eduardo was muted. He did us a favor.
Damn, bro.
So, Nick, what's your motivation behind getting everyone up? Is this in response to your recent grieving?
No.
All right.
I just figured it'd be cool to have Cherry on the podcast, man. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It really happened when she told some funny stories a couple of weeks ago. I was like, these would go great on the podcast.
Yeah, Nick. And now you have Cherry here and you're like, be funny. You're making me look bad.
Nah, it ain't like that.
Just open up Dead by Daylight and act like you're not on a show. I know that's your number one form of communication.
Is yeah.
Dead by Daylight. That's how you know you care about somebody. If you sit
absolutely
on that shit for hours on end.
If you play 1,000 hours of a shit game with somebody.
You know. Cherry knows. She'd been playing this shit long before us. OG Dead by Daylight main. Nick is an 09er.
Bruh. Am I?
Yeah. You're a soy boy new player.
I guess, shit.
Shalom.
Dude, Discord episodes are always so fucking scuffed.
I love it. This is why I wake up in the morning.
This is our third one ever?
No, fourth. Fourth. A few. We've had a few. We've had a few. There was a point where we didn't have a location, so like we did a few.
Just on the internet.
Then Jake was on those.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, I think I'm going to tell you about the first time I was introduced to Cherry Seinfeld. And I'm going to make Eduardo quieter.
Am I still loud?
No, it's not that your voice is loud. It's
your
that...
voice is quiet after we correct your audio. It's just the banging pots and pans and the bags and the fucking...
It's the soup.
The everything else.
The shrimps. The grating of cheese, the mandolin, cutting the onions. Anyways, so as you know, I'm not a gamer. I've fallen off.
He only plays Death Stranding now.
I barely play that. So I've fallen off. I read books. I don't do things anymore. I've given up. I'm waiting to die.
And he's been continuing my education by letting me borrow books periodically.
Yes. So, you guys are active gamers. You guys actively play the video games.
Yeah.
And I think... I don't remember the specific year Cherry got into the server. I just heard rumors of Cherry.
Because
Ivan and I would be playing games on here, and Nick and Eduardo, I think Clyde was in the server too, would be playing on a different server with somebody else. You're like, what the hell is this shit?
That was funny.
Like, where are they? And then you guys would pop in like, oh, we're playing with this English person. See you. I guess we'll just play by ourselves then. We'll just be playing by ourselves as they go enjoy themselves. And as time went on, we played by ourselves, and then another name popped in the server. I was like, who dis? What the dog doing? And then I started seeing images. And I saw that Cherry would just be playing during work on a laptop. Just playing in the main, I don't know where they were.
The work laptop streams were strong. No, when Cherry went to work and just streamed it on her phone, powerful.
Oh, yeah, like, there's like tenants or something that worked there, like, lived there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in a hostel.
What was it like working in a hostel? Because as an American and seeing about hostels, it's not a pleasant experience.
Me and Eduardo heard so many stories of her fucking
more
customers.
Than pleasant. Nick and Eduardo witnessed some very amazing customer
interactions.
Testimonies.
My favorite might have been the kid that tried hitting on you. Like the teenager.
Oh my god, I forgot about that guy. No, I think my fan favorite would be the guy who complained that his roommate was getting girls.
Yeah, the guy that got no bitches, he was pretty funny too.
The maidenless man.
He'd be coming down every day bitching about how people are fucking in the hostel.
This guy getting mad pussy.
Because do they just share like a giant room? That's how I see hostels. Is it just like one giant
majority,
room?
Yeah. You get like four people in one room. Maximum was like eight.
God damn.
It was a shithole, to be honest.
I think that's why people go to hostels, because it's cheaper and you know it's bad.
Pretty much.
But this guy was just in a room where everyone was having sex and he just was just laying in bed.
Just trying to live his life, bro.
He's like, why am I? How did I end up here? Why am I in Europe?
He was a prick, though, man. For real.
He was.
What was his nationality?
He was Romanian.
Yeah.
I remember.
Damn, those Romanians, son. I know a couple Romanians, I think, in my life, but they're Americanized, so they're only partially Romanian.
They don't count.
Well, how many... What was the most common nationality in the hostels? Like, who traveled to Europe that often?
Americans.
Hell yeah. USA. USA.
Strong.
Y'all are just all over.
We're just trying to escape.
Trying to escape America, bro. Trying to escape our healthcare system.
Wait, so was the teen boy the one? Was he American?
No, he was. Fuck. Nick probably remembers more than I do.
What was his
name? Well, that's unfortunate because I don't remember that much.
Yeah, but he was maybe. Yeah, we had a lot of Brazilians too, actually.
Hell yeah. Brazil. How long did you work at the hostel? Do you still work at the hostel?
Oh, fuck that. I walked out like almost a year ago, actually.
That was a next step in your life, a new beginning.
It was a fresh
start. In the lifetime.
A fresh start.
Entering my coming of age era, you know how it be.
I'm a grown person now. I'm gonna buy a full computer. I'm not playing on a laptop anymore.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go experience Blackpink.
Bro. The amount of technical support calls I had with Cherry when she first got her PC, just before every session of anything we would play. Ridiculous.
walk me through it. What were the technical issues with the computers?
Well, she still has the nickname in the server for one of them.
Not so.
Bro.
Hey, come on now.
No, it was funny. It was
that European Windows, man. It's just not reliable. It's on Linux.
I think she bought Windows too, bro. It's not even free like ours.
Whoa.
Did I buy it?
Did you? Do you have the watermark on your screen still?
There's a watermark? Let's see.
It's sometimes there, sometimes it isn't.
I don't think so. I don't see it.
I'm like,
if you don't have the watermark, then you own it.
Nick's about to walk you through to like see how you own a license. Like, all right, so you open.
Nah, I don't care that much, bro. I don't care.
Yeah, so Nick is the resident tech guy, and then when he can't figure something out, he calls me, freaking out, crying. Like, why is it turning on? Why is it turning on?
Yeah, you could tell Cherry that story about when I was building my PC and I called you.
So Nick got all his computer cards thrown over his fence by the resident postman.
But the mailmen out here are dicks, bro. They'll just toss shit over fence, boxes of whatever.
His dog
marked fragile, this side up, doesn't matter.
His dog's probably peed on it, waiting for him to notice that he had packages.
Probably.
Nick did the thing where, like, didn't you put everything on the computer before you even tried to start it?
Yeah.
And then you put it inside the board, like, in the complete. You put it inside the case before you ever tried to start it.
Yeah, I fully put it together.
So Nick skipped an important step where, like, you have to make sure that anything works before you put it inside the case.
I wasn't familiar with this step.
It's the step of posting the computer.
I still don't know what posting is.
So Nick calls me freaking out. He's like, Eddie, it's not working. It's not turning on. There's no sign of life. I don't understand what's wrong. I was like, well, what did you do? I'm like, did you post it? He's like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, where you put, like, you just put the processor and the power supply on and, like, you hit, like, what the fuck's that thing called? That pin, the starting pin with, like, a metal, like, anything metal, just start it to see if it works. And you're like, no, I didn't do that. I was like, well, why don't you try taking off your processor again and seeing if there's any shit on the pins that might be doing. He's like, okay, I'll do it. He's freaking out. He's on the verge of tears. He's like, I've spent so much money. I don't even have this money. I've never seen this amount of money in my life, and it doesn't work. And then he took off the processor, put it back on, and it all worked.
That is not what happened.
No.
I had to take apart the whole PC and put it back together to get it working.
Oh, yeah, because you had it inside the case as well, which didn't make anything easier. You're like, oh,
I took everything off and put it back together.
No, because you can't even take off – you can't take off the fan on the CPU without, like, completely taking the board out. My man just, like, really just ruined his own life, you know?
It was funny. It's funny in retrospect. I was panicking at the time.
Now he's the tech whiz. He's the one giving Cherry and Clyde Resident Evil 2 PC version walkthrough setups.
Oh, yeah, the Silent Hill setup?
Yeah, Silent Hill, not Resident Evil. That's the new... Isn't that funny how those are enemies now? Like, soft enemies?
Yeah, it's weird.
Even though they've never... Like, Resident Evil 4 and Silent Hill 2 have never been spoken in the same sentence.
Yeah. They're not similar enough to be... I don't know, it's weird.
All right, now we got to find out more about Jerry Seinfeld. Are they there? Is Jerry
Hello?
Here? Okay. Hello. We have to know, when did you first start playing Dead by Daylight, which is the only way you would have met any of us? When did that start?
Damn, that's true. It... Actually, just before I was about to graduate university, I was forced to play it. My sister bought it for me against my will, I guess. And I didn't want to play it at all. And there you go.
That's a twist. Reluctant Dead by Daylight at the start.
Yeah, now, they're just like, you know, they're like, hey, I got you this game. It's a horror game, like multiplayer. Let's play. I was like, nah. Damn.
The tables have turned. Now you're like the pro. You're like, I have 40,000 hours in this game. Now they ask you to play something else. You're like, no, I'm going to play Dead by Daylight. That's all I play now. But this fascinates me about this game. What is it that makes this game so addictive? That makes you just want to come back.
So many people put over 1,000 hours into this fucking game.
I don't understand. I just need to know.
It's the rush, man. It's the rush.
I don't know. It's hard to explain.
It's just, you know, it's for mommy.
It's a really good hangout game. Not Cherry's, Cherry said was better.
It's for the mom.
For mommy.
Yeah, I mean, this game just keeps taking more people's time. I've been tweeting about patch notes.
I remember that when we turned him on the DVD and he's tweeting about the fucking patch notes, man.
I remember him hating the fucking game.
Yeah.
Everyone does on the inside. Maybe.
Everyone who plays DVD hates it. It's a fact.
Is that a fact, Cherry? Do you hate this
it's a
game?
Real fact.
Yeah.
100% fuck this game.
Ivan's just a fighting game main. That's why he tweeted about the patch notes. That's what everyone does when they've been fighting games. Like, this is stupid. They ruined it. And then we have to find out, how the fuck did you meet Clyde Daniels, and did he try hitting on you when he first met you?
Strong.
That's such a fuck. Holy shit.
I know how he operates.
Surprisingly, no.
Damn, rare.
That's very rare.
Shocking.
Or maybe I'm just really daft and it just flew over my head. Let's see.
No Filipinos. That's Clyde's. That's on Clyde's checklist. Was Clyde at the hostel? He's like, oh, hey. What?
Damn.
What's up? What, dude? On it.
Now that you mention it, I actually don't know
Damn.
how I met.
Damn.
Sure, they've always just known each other.
Like,
grew up together on the streets.
I think I followed some guy who did, like, these, you know, like, explicit anime girl t-shirts. And I guess from there, Clyde found me.
That's all. That's scary.
That is one way to find Clyde Daniels.
He finds you.
Yeah.
You don't.
You start looking up hentai shirts, and he finds you.
I think, like, what was it? I think they shared one of my photos of me wearing something,
ooh.
And then I guess.
Ooh, scary. Where's my privacy?
And there you go.
And Clyde's,
that's the,
like,
origin story.
And Clyde's like, I'm gonna follow this person. And did he? What did
strong.
He just? He just slide into the DMs and he's like, want to play Dead by Daylight? He's like, hey, I was wrong. Because that's how we all met you, is through the main, our primary Filipino ambassador, Clyde Daniels.
That's true. That's actually true. I remember we were playing. He was just like, hey, I know a bunch of people who plays Dead by Daylight with me.
Dude. Cherry was
gorillas.
So awkward and quiet the first multiple calls we hung out with her.
But we're used
to that.
Oh
my god, you don't understand.
The social anxiety. That's the anti-social anxiety. This isn't even in person. But we're used to that. We have Eduardo. We did like nearly 60 episodes of a show with Eduardo where he refused to say words.
You could probably count all of Eduardo's words on the whole podcast, full history.
Probably. And he just wanted to emote in person, but it's an audio show, so it just didn't cross over that well.
Yeah, you right. You right.
Yeah, you right. There's his fourth word. Damn, that's crazy. I didn't know, because I was just like, where did Clyde meet? How does Clyde meet everybody?
He fucking meets everybody.
He's Mr. Worldwide.
Like, bro, I showed him the Silent Hill remake trailer. I was like, oh, I know that girl.
Yeah, I remember that. It's
like, oh, I the fuck,
her.
Man?
It's like, I know her. We know each her. Other. I'm like, can we get free t-shirts?
Mance just knows everybody. Knows every foreigner.
Damn. Nick, that's a crazy sentence you just said.
Bro. Damn. He's introduced me to all the foreigners I've met.
All right. And you've only met one?
I think I met a few.
Damn, Nick.
Yeah,
has...
I think I was some of his other friends.
Dude, Nick gets around. Who knew his man was Mr. Social? He's talking to everybody. Talking about video games. And how
I try to give
everything.
A good first impression.
That's a grown-up answer. My man's aging.
Yeah.
Just to make up for being bald.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Hey, that just reminds me of the picture of me holding the Bible that I sent in the group chat where you just said middle-aged.
Yeah, that's a good photo.
Bro, do I have that? Can we make it the podcast cover?
I will make it the podcast cover for this episode. I have it.
Oh,
it's,
you have
it's
it?
On
good.
My phone. I will do this. I will,
hell yeah.
I will do this. So Cherry, you're a football hooligan. What football team do you represent? Who do you go fight, like, hurt people for in the streets of England?
Sorry.
Who do you throw bottles at and, like, bricks?
Nick?
What were you
gonna
say? Just like, please help, please.
I don't follow. Football.
She is not a football fan.
I'm not
football.
I'm a fake British.
You're not a football fan.
I'm not.
Wow. Groundbreaking. Who knew the English people didn't like football?
But, yeah.
What's your favorite bad food?
My favorite bad food? Oh, we know British food.
Yeah, we know there's nothing but trash over there. And all the best restaurants serve French food or other other national foods.
Yo, you guys trying to shade on beans and toast? don't do that.
I can't wait to visit England and just get the full experience of just dog shit going down my throat.
Yeah.
The Heinz can of beans.
Cherry's got to show us around and take us to all the horrible food places.
She's like, this is our breakfast. It's beans on toast. Maybe this is
beans on toast and breakfast tea.
You know what? I'll fucking show you guys.
You're going to show us around. These English streets. What were you going to say about football? Did you get assaulted in the streets one time because they thought you were a Manchester United fan? They're like, where you from? Where thou from?
Where am I really from?
Where thou from?
Damn, I don't know.
I don't like football.
Damn.
Welcome to England. I want to get in a fight when I go to England.
You should.
They
you should.
Like, oi.
He held a knife.
Yeah, knife.
He's trying to become a statistic, bro. He's trying.
Nah, I'm a plug gun. I'm American. I get to carry on planes.
Americans get to open carry in other countries. It's the law.
It's my right to bear arms, brother. I pull out that fully extended Mac 11.
Hanging out the Royce with the Russian.
Yeah. And Eduardo be carrying the KK.
He sold it, bro.
I would have too, because you need money.
Yeah.
All right. I got one on standby.
Damn.
So, Cherry, were you born in England? You've lived there your whole life?
Like, I grew up in the best country in the world. Philippines.
The Philippines?
Yeah. Yeah.
the mud rivers of the Philippines.
the motherland. Oh.
The place Clyde hates the most.
Actually.
I've never met a more xenophobic man towards the Philippines than Clyde Daniels.
Yeah.
My man hates that place with a passion. Just angry about it.
He will shit on Filipinos any opportunity he gets.
He's just like such a weeaboo. He's like, no, Japan can do no wrong. But the Philippines, get that shit out of here. I defected many years ago. So you grew up in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
How did you end up in the United Kingdom?
You know how it be.
You
when
just
you
had...
have a nurse for a mother.
Oh, yeah. Baby. Yes.
The Filipino classic.
She a nurse. She need that shmoney. She need that euro. She saw the euro was more than most currencies. Definitely more than... I think they do, what, they use pesos in the Philippines? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was the Mexican currency.
Filipinos are just Asian Mexicans.
Yes, they are. I've had many friends who I thought were Mexican turn out to be Filipino. You just never know. It's just a mix-up. We all thought Manny Pacquiao was Mexican at one point. And everyone's mind was blown, like, wait, this motherfucker from the Philippines? Shit.
Strong.
So your mom chasing the bag just went, we gotta go to England.
Hell yeah.
We're gonna say fuck it. I don't care if my daughter may face racism. We're gonna go to England. God damn it all.
It's okay. Either way, we face racism. Filipinos are also xenophobic.
their hate other Filipinos. Like, I fucking hate this guy.
I've seen a lot of this.
I hate it's this amazing. Filipino. This is my least favorite Filipino. It's like, you are Filipino, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about? You're just screaming at the mirror right now.
All handful of Filipinos I've ever met just instantly talk shit about all the other Filipinos.
Race off. Yeah, they're just like, man, I fucking hate this certain Filipino guy. He looks exactly like himself.
Look in the mirror.
He's just fighting the shadows. I'm going to beat all the Filipinos. What was your first experience like in the UK? I have to assume it's a drastic difference from the Philippines.
I was really sad that they didn't serve spaghetti in McDonald's.
Damn.
That was a culture shock for me. Me and my sister rushed to the first McDonald's we saw. We're so excited. And then we looked at our mom and we're like, where's the rice in the menu?
Damn.
Holy shit. Mom, no rice. What is this shit?
I just wanted rice and glizzies, man. Where are they?
Mama. Mama, she's
like, what the fuck is this?
What is
this?
The
lousy
shit?
McDonald's?
What is this?
Wrong fucking country.
And she's never been back to McDonald's. Still has nightmares about it.
Heartbroken.
I really was.
Heartbroken. This is like a David Lynch nightmare. Everyone has fucked up teeth.
Damn.
Welcome to McDonald's.
What day in the life of a true Brexit geezer.
Damn, that Philip, they were like, where's the spaghetti and fried chicken?
Exactly. Shit's fire.
Is there Jollibee in England?
Finally, yes. Finally.
Damn, finally.
Damn.
4 years ago. Oh.
Damn, just waiting for it to come into town. Where's the bee when I need it most?
Where's the Jollibee Clyde Daniels?
Actually, he was in the suit. He is the Jollibee. Eduardo sounds underwater now. He sounds like he's in an underwater level.
Hell yeah, catching the fish.
He's playing the fishing mini game.
What was your childhood like? Wait, when did you move to England?
I think I was 11. Wait, 2010.
That was
13 years ago, I guess.
13 years ago.
And how old are you now?
I'm 23, turning 24 soon.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Yeah.
So
10 or 11.
When did the accent develop? When did you catch on to the English accent?
Because
you weren't born there, so like, when did it get indoctrinated into your bloodstream? When did they inject you with the accent virus?
You know, I think... Fuck, let me think about this. When did I? Fuck, I guess I just got so tired of being Filipino and I was just like, fuck this shit.
I reject my humanity. I want to be English.
If strong. I'm gonna be in a country where I can't have rice at McDonald's, might as well just reject my entire
identity. It's beans and toast from now on.
Her whole identity was based on the McDonald's rice and spaghetti. Pre-England.
That was my villain origin story, guys.
It's
yeah.
Beans and toast from now on. You're like, oi, mum.
Now she lives in the Snatch universe.
With a beans and toast step, bruv. She's like, Cherry, what's wrong with you? What happened?
She's got the knife. What's the fucking morning beans and toast?
I need my morning jam. My blood
sausage.
Get my
breakfast tea.
Mom, I need you to give me this screwdriver to fuck my grill up, man. Proper fuck it up. Fuck my shit up, proper like. Cherry, what's
and
wrong?
It, yeah.
What did I do?
Then she puts on Stormzy, Vossy Bop. walks down the street once.
Oh yeah. What are you talking about? That's just a casual morning for me.
Stormzy's always in the play.
All that he English. Do have some songs that go pretty hard.
Stormzy. Damn, when he was on Glastonbury with the knife proof vest and like the head of Margaret Thatcher, whatever the fuck he did. I don't know. I don't read history.
It reads me.
What was primary school and what do they call high school over there? Uni? What the fuck do they call it?
Oh, high school for us is college.
College, yeah, that's what it is. And then you have uni. Uni mains. What was school like over there?
It was fucking confusing, honestly.
Yeah.
It was dead. Pretty dead. Nothing really happened.
No.
No. No interesting story, I'm afraid.
No gang fights.
Ooh, that happened in college. Pretty dope.
Bro, they pulled their sabers. They pulled out their sabers. They just pull out sabers like, I challenge thee.
I challenge you to a duel.
One time, me and my friend were just coming back from lunch break and like a van just pulled up and tried to like stab someone. They tried to like slice someone else's neck, but they failed. Because they were dumb. And then they drove off.
Damn.
Everyone's just like, the fuck?
We'll get them next time, boys.
Dude, that's English drive-bys. They have to run at you with a knife and like hope they can actually get you.
Damn, bro.
Like, there he is. There's that motherfucker Snoop Dogg. And they jump out.
Go get him.
And they jump out with a knife and like chase him down. He's like, what the fuck? Watch me avoid all these hits. He just walks backwards. Shit, he won't stop moving. He's ducking, bro.
How many to him for attempting?
Yeah. that's the strangest assassination attempt in the world. that's like critical hits. Like you just had like what, like a 1 in 20 chance of hitting.
Damn, bro. So
how many parkas do you own? I know
What's
it's
that?
Cold. How many parkas do you own? I know it's cold over there.
I don't have one, unfortunately.
Damn.
I'm not that British.
Bro, she bought anime
only...
figurines instead, bro.
Hey,
she got
listen.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre anime girl.
I know. Worth it. I'd freeze to death for her.
She's like, I could be cold or stare at this all year. Easy
I'm not
mode.
Paying the heating bill.
Hey man, they got the fucking TV tax over there.
Bruh.
Oh yeah. They're still trying to hunt us down. They're
we're
like,
gonna
you know, we're going to
license.
Visit you. We're going to visit
TV
you
tax?
If you don't contact us. And they've been saying that shit for like a year now.
There's a TV television tax?
They got the TV tax IRS, bro.
What the hell?
You do have to pay
They chase
tax.
You down.
Some license if you're gonna watch BBC.
What? You gotta pay for licenses out here?
Yeah, the local population supports the television costs in England.
They know if you bought a TV as well. Like,
oh, God.
We didn't even buy our TV. It just came for free with our internet provider. They're just like, here's a free.
Damn.
Yeah, they were just like, here's a free 4K TV. And we're like, I.
Oh, sweet. A television set.
That's how they get you.
Now
then comes the fucking telly license.
That's crazy. That's like how certain like cinema cameras, you buy them, but you have to buy licenses to use like slow motion. Like, yeah, you can't access every setting without a specific license.
That's so weird.
And now they're like, you can't turn the TV on without paying us to turn the TV on. That's how they finance Doctor Who is from people's taxes.
Yes.
That's why this show's been going on for so long. The people have been forced to pay for it.
Yeah.
Damn. Who knew?
Honestly.
Who knew?
So strong.
I didn't know that was the BBC was just financed by taxes.
I'm surprised you didn't know that, Eddie. I feel like that's a big meme about the UK.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know that's how they finance all their television shows that are, like, odd. And people, like, yeah, Americans love them. Like Sherlock. That shit.
Hello. Greatness.
What was it? Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Torchlight. Something else. Orphan Black. That was another one that came over here.
Honestly, I'm still trying to understand this country. It's it's currently just a nightmare, guys.
Is it?
Everyone's on strike recently. Just damn. All the time.
Damn, the union? Fuck.
What are they on strike about? Is it some Tories?
Well, you have that. But the most common one are just bus strikes. I guess.
Like the double-decker buses? Like, we're out of here.
Yep.
Damn, Brendan Fraser ain't gonna go anywhere.
Exactly.
Everyone's on shit.
I give up with this country. I want to go somewhere else.
I'm going to America.
I've talked about this so much. It's fucking ridiculous.
Cherry just got to do the Borat. I'm coming to America. That's what they gotta do. They just gotta come live at Clyde Daniels' house, which I feel like everyone does at one point. Nick is gonna be there at one point, I feel like. Nick will be living at Clyde's one day.
Just for a little while.
His family. Big family. And then, like, Cherry will live there. And Eduardo will live there at one point.
Gonna make a gamer house, bro.
Yeah, dude. It'll just be like living in a hostel. Full circle. Full circle. From working at the hostel to living in one.
Let's fucking go.
That's everything's a circle. History works in a circle, or whatever they say. Can't remember what they say. But what was I going to say? I was going to say something. It'll come to me. Oh yeah, how much of the country of England have you been through? What are the bad parts?
The bad parts, all of it?
All of it.
I'd say like a good 20%. Scotland.
Shots fired. Scotland.
She's like, everywhere Scotland's I've been best. Is a shithole. Except Scotland.
Don't go to Glasgow unless you want to get fucking shot and stabbed and robbed by a child. Those glass. Oh,
Mads Mikkelsen's gonna fucking rob you.
That man's from Denmark. Your that man's from Denmark and he's just living in Scotland. Just blatantly not Scottish. He's like, yeah, I come here to
he's
rob
around.
People.
He's around the UK.
That's how I got into character for Pusher. I just stayed in Glasgow for a week and killed a couple people, robbed them.
Pusher is so fucking good, actually.
It is.
That second movie goes hard.
It does. It's my favorite one. I recommend it to everybody. It's hard to recommend stuff for Cherry because I know all their services are completely different from ours.
I've recommended her a bunch of stuff, but she hasn't watched any of it.
All I do is sleep these days.
Wait, you have a 4K TV, right?
Yeah.
And you still choose to watch everything on a desktop monitor.
You know? It's just so much effort to push that red button on a remote.
I just don't want to experience it like they wanted me to. I just want to watch it. I would watch it on my phone, but come on, I have a little class. That's always made me laugh. Those are my favorite Clyde Daniels stories, when like his special lady friend is over and they're just watching stuff on his desktop monitor. I'm like,
yeah. That's so funny.
They're like sitting in gamer chairs, like trying to watch something on the fucking 22-inch screen.
Like, wow. My favorite part is DMing him and accidentally interrupting him one time. He's like, yeah, I'm watching something.
He's like, dude, I'm busy. Or when
That's funny.
You DM him and his special lady friend has that hold of the account.
Oh, yeah. I love that, too. That's strong.
Hell, yeah. Love that
Remember
guy.
Last year when one of his special lady friends took over his Instagram for like a month?
Oh, yeah. Cherry, did you see the sex tape I've heard about?
Was there.
You were there.
Conversation,
we were all there. We
but
all
I wasn't.
Missed it, though.
Yeah, I missed it.
That's what I'm, that's the first thing I ask Clyde when he's on this
we
show.
We were too slow.
I need the facts. I'm the reporter.
But I didn't see even like a glance.
I went to click play, and as I clicked, the video disappeared.
Instantly shot.
He deleted it.
My man doesn't lose.
It was up long enough for if someone instantly clicked play, they could have watched like 10 seconds of it.
They should have hit download.
Yeah. I started doing that on the server once people posted sus shit.
Just downloading everything.
Instantly download the picture, and then they delete it, and then I repost it.
The Clyde archives. That's a big folder. That server is scary. I don't. It's a scary server. I don't like going on it.
It's a little sketchy.
Any server with more than like 4 active people is scary to me. This is my favorite server. It's inactive all the time.
Yeah. I really love this server, honestly.
There's no like there's not like 15 different channels to get lost in. We got our resident English person in here now. We're good, you know?
We diversified, bro. We got some Filipinos in the server now.
It's not just Mexicans.
We're really hitting the diversity quota.
Yes. Yes, we're international.
Hell yeah. Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
That's our plug. When we all like try and like live in England, we're just gonna sleep on Sherry's couch.
The plugs I met.
Cherry's gonna have to like we're just gonna show up. Cherry's roommates like, who the fuck is this? Oh, that bald man? Who's wearing cargo shorts in the middle of winter?
Who the fuck is that guy? Who the fuck is?
He's just, you know, that's Nick.
The man himself.
Is he gonna put on a jacket? No, he's not gonna put on a jacket.
He has one jacket and it's semi in like it's the semi insulated, so he's good. Who's that strange little man looking out the window? Oh, that's Eduardo.
I could also easily describe you, Eddie.
Who's that manlet sitting on the couch, well, staring at the wall, pondering? Oh, that I don't know his name. I don't really know him. He doesn't really play Dead by Daylight.
It's like that guy from Half Baked that just lives on the fucking couch.
Yeah.
Hey, what's his name? I don't know. Just call him the guy. Just call him
it's
the
just
guy.
There. When they have him, like when they smoke that thing, smoke that bowl, and they're like all coughing, and he hits it, he's like.
It's all right, yeah. It's like nothing.
It's good. Yeah, can your space fit all of us?
You know, if we believe, I believe so.
We're just going to... Yeah.
We got to cuddle up on the living room floor to sleep.
Sleeping bags.
Exactly.
Travel light, that's us. Travel light, that's us. Shout out to bed.
One can sleep on my gaming chair.
Hell yeah.
I can't do that. I got a bad tailbone. Nick can sit there.
I've got the bathtub as well.
I can do that. I think
sleep
if I
in
put
the bathtub.
If I put a blanket on the in the bathtub.
You can do that.
I can do that. I can fit the entire length of the bathtub.
Yeah, especially you.
Yeah. You know, I gotta be small so I can fit into uncomfortable places.
That's sorted.
Eduardo doesn't sleep. He just walks around.
To be honest, that's really... I barely sleep some days. I used to.
Now you smoke weed.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Now you smoke weed.
slept every night for a few months. Hey,
don't go to the Philippines, Nick. They'll kill you.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on it.
Don't go to Manila. I think that's where that is. Eduardo doesn't sleep. He sleeps standing up. And he just loves taking showers.
Sleeps hanging upside down like fucking Christian Bale's Batman.
Like Nicolas Cage. Brah. I also know that this is another experience I had with Cherry. When Nick and I wrote a short film named Gorillas that still hasn't been produced.
Oh, man.
And one day, I was like, Nick's like, we got to cast a woman to play the sister. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm looking. And Nick does the greatest movies ever done. He's like, I casted somebody. They don't live in the country. It's Cherry.
She was supposed to visit, all right?
That was also my favorite thing. Like, Cherry's not coming to America anymore. She bought a computer.
No, what actually happened is that the price of international travel went up like fucking 1,000%.
Yeah.
How expensive were plane tickets that shot the whole idea, Cherry?
It went from like 300 pounds to like 2,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I was like, all right.
Maybe I'm not going to America.
Maybe I'm not getting my Nutter Butters.
Maybe I'm not just, yeah, maybe I'm not going to see Clyde Daniels. Damn, have you seen him in person before?
No, hold up. Eddie, do you remember how Clyde told me that situation? When Cherry couldn't make it, Cherry's not the one that told me that she canceled America.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
It was Clyde. And the way he delivered it was so funny. He hops in the call. He's like, oh, you haven't heard.
Yeah, you haven't heard.
Oh, you don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, Cherry's not coming to America. I'm like, fuck. Actually made me depressed for a while.
Damn.
I thought I was finally going to get to make my short film.
The way Cherry just has the hold on this man's emotions.
Bruh.
She's got a fucking boot on the throat of Nick's emotions. Damn, Nick's getting a rare phone call? Who the fuck calls this guy?
Bill Clinton.
I'm recording a podcast right now, man.
Don't fuck this guy, Nick. Am I right, guys?
Good.
We don't support him in his endeavors. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, let's go, dude. All right, that's so good. I gotta tell my friends.
Right, Eduardo?
I love you, man.
Yeah.
Damn, Cherry didn't get to have your famous fish and chips.
What'd you say? All right, I love you.
That's where I want Cherry to visit Arizona when she comes to America.
Bro, I finally got food stamps again after like 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Welfare, baby.
Let's fucking go. We got retroactive food stamps. They're like $600.
Let's go. Food dinner's on Nick tonight.
Bye. Dude, I don't have to eat salty crackers and peanut butter anymore. Let's fucking go.
Go to Winco and just get full-ass meals with food stamps.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Also, in my version of this recording, you get to hear the whole phone call with my dad because I forgot to mute my mic and diss in OBS.
Oh, yeah. That's that episode has to come out. That's the real episode.
It's so fucking funny, man.
That's the real episode right there. My episode's invalid. It doesn't have the full story. So, Cherry. Gone. Left. Always leaves when Nick leaves, I swear. My mate left. Now I have to go.
Damn.
My mates. I was gonna
Cherry, you aren't accidentally muted or some shit, are you?
I was going to tell her that she has to go to...
Hello?
You have to... When you come to America, you can't stay in California. You have to stay in Arizona.
What's in Arizona?
And it has to be during the summer.
Oh my god, that was so loud.
You have to stay in the Arizonian summer, where it's like...
Bro, you're gonna kill her.
She's
from the UK.
100 degrees in the middle of the night.
Fuck that. She,
bro, she ain't used to that kind of heat. She...
I know that was one of my favorite stories hearing about England, where people, like, the train tracks were on, like, melting because everything's underground and just made to be cold.
Ah, the good old days.
Oh yes, the summer heat wave.
Wait. Bro, we go through the summers like, damn, it's some nice ass fucking weather.
Bro, it's weird over here. Eddie, why the fuck is it colder in January than it was all December?
I don't know, it's fucked up.
It's the Earth's rotation, man. It changed.
I don't know, man. Them, I know those English summers, they're mad humid. They'd be like, it's 99% humidity.
Oh, yeah, it's
humidity.
Fucking wet
like,
over there.
They're like, it feels great outside. Great summer day. I'm like, damn.
We love it here.
Wimbledon sounds stupid. Motherfuckers playing tennis on grass in like 90 degree weather with 99% humidity. Wonderful day out here in London.
Meet the wife, Susan.
Rest in peace to the Queen. Not. That was a good time. I mean, for us.
That's so fucking funny. Rip the Queen. That was funny for Americans.
That was funny. We just like always say like dumb shit to Cherry just because she's English. Like,
oh yeah, the bit I did for a while was that she was gonna be the new queen.
The new queen.
She put in the paperwork. She's in office.
Yeah, they're trying to diversify the royal family more.
Yeah. Next queen is Filipino.
Next queen is Filipino. And doesn't have a residency here. Actually, an illegal alien.
Hey, yo, that's me.
Hell yeah. I don't got a green card. I don't got a visa. I don't got nothing. I just pretend I've lived here my whole life.
I got to pay the TV tax.
I'm that illegal alien. I don't pay taxes. They're like, what's your social? What? I don't think. Do they have social security over there? How's it work? They got 401ks.
She was born off the grid, bro. She don't got a number.
We off the
grid. You got a Costco card?
Yeah, they have British Costco. Sounds scary.
Alright.
Damn. Some Costco pizza, man.
Costco pizza?
Costco pizza. We have our friend is like a higher up at at the local Costco.
Ooh.
I don't go there. I don't go there. I've never been in there. But...
Yeah, I've never been there.
Me either.
I think if you have food stamps, they just shoot you in Costco.
Get gunned down.
Damn.
They hunt you. They give you 5 second head start, and they just hunt you throughout the store.
Like, if you can make it out with the groceries, you get to live.
Can't go, God. Come on, Dad. Come on,
we gotta fucking move, bro. Get the bulk shipment.
Come on.
Gotta get the crate of Nutter Butters.
Hey, Nutter Butters is good.
I would like some.
Shit, it's crazy. I don't got that shit in the UK.
Please don't remind me.
They got dumb shit over there, bro. What the fuck?
They got pussy in a can.
They're like, here's your candy, sir. Like, this tastes like a tire. Mars bars and shit. And then you go to Scotland and they fry their Mars bars. You know what I'm saying? It's broken over there. It's a scary place. Everyone thinks they own it. They know English. They don't.
You know what? It's time for one of Cherry's stories. I'm going to call her out. Cherry, you got to tell the Passion of the Christ story.
Oh, you have one as well.
It's one of those, huh?
You gotta tell the Passion of the Christ story.
Oh, right. So, I guess I went to read pretty much half of my life. I went to, like, religious schools. And when I was, like, 5 years old, they decided it was a good idea to show kids between the ages of 5 to 7, the Mel Gibson Passion of Christ.
Torture
porn. All the way through, uncensored. and
with one the of the Saints.
One of the nuns, they were just like, "Yeah, we're showing this so you know how much Jesus suffered for you." I guess, you know, it'd be one of those, and I guess that traumatized me with the fucking. How do you explain that shit? I mean,
it is a torture Jesus porn. Just... It is the whole movie is just like, what can we? How much can we beat him up?
You gotta drop the line, bro.
It's exactly that. And after, I went home to my mom and. And she found me just having a breakdown. She like really, really like fucking crying the whole night. And she was like, "What's wrong? Why are you crying?" And I was just like, "Jesus died for me, Mom. Jesus died for my me. Sins.
Jesus died for me.
It was for me, Mom. I can't sin anymore."
And that's why we moved to the UK.
I can't be a sinful Filipino anymore.
You don't get it, Mom. Jesus died for me.
I see the light. The light is my guide.
So strong.
I came. I saw. I take. What's mine? And praise the Lord. Damn. We gotta love the passion.
The passion of the Christ.
I was really dedicated.
Dedicated.
How long did that dedication to God last, Cherry?
About 1 week. After that, I stole some pocket money, some loose change from my granddad's pockets, so I could buy myself. I could buy myself chicken.
What the fuck is
chicken
this place?
Spaghetti.
This place isn't real.
It was just cheap food, chicken, and some fucking coconut water.
This is not a real place. She said, "I stole pocket change from me granddad, and I bought chicken and coconut water from the local street vendor."
Fucking hell, man. That's so strong.
It's hard in these streets.
Hard to be dedicated to Christ.
It's hard in these dirt streets.
I gave in to the temptation, can I say?
The temptations.
It's like he's already got beat. I mean, you can take a little more. Yo, you hear like the stories of them making that movie where like Jim Caviezel was like having seizures and like dying of hypothermia?
No.
Because like... He was just like, yeah, he was like, just because they were shooting that shit in like winter and he was like half naked and he was just having seizures and like fucking traumatic experiences. But now he's like a hardcore like push religion on you because he's the guy who played Jesus. And he's like, "I know what it felt like. It's like,
damn.
I am God.
I am a God."
Yeah, him and Kanye are best friends.
Damn, bro, Kanye.
He's friends with everyone if you're not Jewish.
Yeah.
You know those anti-Semites. They're everywhere. Gotta watch your back, blood. Your mom's a dickhead, blood.
Here's a fun story. So, I'm sure Nick and Eduardo knows about this already, but I'm sure they'll love it again.
Is it the
yes? Yes.
Let's fucking go. This one's strong.
So, first year of university, I got hit with some pretty severe vertigo, I guess.
What?
And yeah, for like 2 months. Side story: for some reason, I binge the whole of Kitchen Nightmares.
Hell
while
yeah.
On vertigo. Yeah.
Wait, which version? The UK version or the American one?
The UK version is boring as shit. It's so realistic.
That's what everyone says. Like,
yeah,
man, it's just so normal.
It's so real.
UK like, version's so L. There's no sound effects or anything, bro. They don't got the music stingers.
I've tried
the
to
UK
put on...
version. Like, it's so healthy. I'm
yeah.
like, no.
Where's
I need
the
my
sound?
Mentally...
Where's the sound of? Oh my god, damn. Every time I've tried to put on the UK version for my girlfriend, she's like, "What the fuck is this? This isn't Kitchen Nightmares." This is trash. Say Kitchen Nightmare. This is fucking trash. Where are the sounds? Why is everyone like? Why is this like an art house movie? Like, there's no music. Everyone's.
I think
earnest.
My favorite part of Kitchen Nightmares in America is Gordon Ramsay essentially just being therapist for these people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so strong.
He's like, tell me, what's going on? What's wrong with your marriage? Damn. And how much are you in debt? Damn.
Strong.
Damn. So you had vertigo and like, I'm just going to watch Kitchen Nightmares, which I say that's the cure-all. I love Kitchen Nightmares with all my heart.
I got hit with severe vertigo, and the medication they gave me fucked me up so bad. After that, I had to wait in A&E for about 6 hours. So I was really agitated, you know, just full on, like, just proper jaded and shit. And, proper. I couldn't even, like, see properly anymore. Everything was just hazy for me. It was like, and everything was spinning. Next thing you know, I'm sitting down, about to lie down on the bed when the doctor called me. And, you know, I went there just expecting to get some medication. And then she was like, all right, pull your pants down.
Wow.
I was like, huh?
It's my ears, doctor.
I was like, huh? And then, yeah, it's just like, yeah, you need to pull your pants down. And, you know, I guess I wasn't even thinking straight at that point. Yeah, and then she's just like, all right, bend down. After, like, I don't know why I even pulled it down. I don't know why I didn't question that shit. And then I was just like, okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
And then she was like, all right, now, like, she told me to get in, like, a squat position and, like, just bend down and shit. And she was like, all right, spread your cheeks.
What?
And then she, like, just spread my cheeks, like, just proper, like, stretched it out. Like, and then next thing you know, she just put, like, a thumb-sized thing up my butt. And I just went, oh.
Oh. They hit her with the surprise suppository, bro.
Ooh.
Like, what the hell is this?
What's happening to me?
Just like, it's really instant.
Goes right into the bloodstream.
This is the best painkiller. I'm like, oh.
I gotta call my mom.
Mom. Did Jesus die for this?
Mom, the nurse violated, the English nurse violated me. All right, pull your ass apart. Get down.
Are you ready? Never mind, I'm not going to ask.
The chair's like, is this normal? Is this normal? You hear them spitting on their hand? Like, yeah, this is normal. This is a part of the procedure. Don't worry about those bright lights. Don't worry. That's yeah. Don't worry about that camera. It's just there for research purposes. It sounds like a nightmare. You got taken advantage of.
Surprise suppository, brother.
You were violated.
They hit different.
You were violated by the English. Welcome to how every minority.
Welcome to
is
every
felt.
Other culture.
Yeah. Now you know what it feels like. That's what England's been doing all across the world forever. It's just surprise suppository. Colonialism.
So strong.
I bet that never
Yeah,
happened
ever since
to Gordon.
Then. You know. I think my perspective in life just changed forever.
Can't trust anybody. Everyone
disloyal. Oh, yeah. After that, she like told me that I could put my pants on, but I guess I was just so I couldn't. All right, even,
you can
like,
put your
process.
Fucking pants back on.
I couldn't even like process anything, and I just laid there with my pants down for like 3 minutes.
Just used, like,
damn, bro.
Violated.
Absolutely violated.
Abused. How could this happen to me?
How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes. Damn, bro.
Linkin Park just starts playing. I'm breaking the habit. Damn, that's a horror story. Don't go to the ER.
In the UK, they fuck you up.
They just want to give
surprise
you
suppositories.
This is the cure for vertigo. Pull your pants down.
Spread your cheeks. That part gets me, bro.
They didn't ask her to spread. They were like, I'll do it.
Yeah, like, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Violently pulled apart. Like, what is happening? This is real.
I wasn't ready for this.
This is real. This is really happening. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Shove something just up your rectum. Didn't even ask. You're like a young person. It's not like you're old. Like, can't I just take it down, like drink, like, take the pill down my mouth? No.
Like, nope, sorry. Instant it's the only way.
It's like, we only do instant bloodstream type stuff here. And the fastest way to get in your bloodstream is through your butthole. Haven't you heard of butt chugging?
Damn, bro.
Didn't you hear about that? Butt chugging?
No.
When all those American college students were like getting like intoxicated by just shoving like vodka and tequila up their ass.
No, I didn't know about that.
Giving themselves like alcohol.
Can we blame Steve-O?
No, but the best thing is like they were, it looked like crime scenes. Like cops would show up to the parties and people would just be on the floor, like not moving. Because they were past the point of fucked up. They'd just be butt chugging all night. And like, what the hell's happened? Men just with their asses out, licking porn
bro.
Out. They would dip tampons in like vodka and then shove it up their ass.
Damn, bro.
Like, yeah, bro. I got like at least two up there right now. I'm getting fucked up. I'm getting fucked. Proper fucked.
Proper fucked.
I got my whole pint of Guinness up me ass. Damn, that's a scary. I don't. That's a scary story. That's like me and my pee fear story.
Oh yeah, that shit.
It's like the same energy.
Except you told that on the podcast, right?
No.
Damn, Eddie, it's no time like the present.
All right, Cherry, I'll tell you my embarrassing story, but it happens on the front of my body. So I was a fat kid, you know, a little fat kid going to primary school, as you would call it.
Eddie's still the only person that can keep up with me when we're eating in public.
Yeah, I would just go full gas, no brakes. I will slam an entire meal in minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we I fuck some food up. Anyways, so I was going to public school because, you know, that's what poor people do. And I at this point in my life, yeah, I was fat, but, you know, it didn't really bother me because I was, like, I was first grade, so you're, like, what, seven? Six or seven, right?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Yeah, so this is, like, my Passion of the Christ story because this has affected me throughout my whole life. And, you know, I didn't really know what friends were. It was, like, just, like, it's like I didn't know the idea of it, you know, because there'd just be kids you talk to. This was a weird school, also. They gave you, like, milk in bags and shit.
Ew.
Like, bag milk. You put a straw through, like, a plastic bag and sip milk out of it.
That's so weird.
Anyways, that's not, so, you know, I knew these couple, I knew some kids, and, like, because you're in, like, you all in one classroom, so everyone sort of gets to know one another. Anyway, so, like, you know, during lunchtime, you go to the bathroom, right? And I wasn't really used to using the public restroom because I spend so much time in my own home. So, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable. I don't use the urinals because that's weird. So I go into the stalls, you know, for protection, for privacy. And every time I would go into this stall, I'd be trying to pee. My penis is out. There'd be there would be one boy, one little white boy with a ratty little face. And he would stick his head under the stall and laugh at me as I would try to pee.
Bruh.
Just laugh at me. He's like, ha! And it was like, it's like a David Lynch nightmare. And it just never left me. And it's gone, like, my My stage fright is so severe that, like, even recently, I was at a mall, and, like, I had to go. Like, I had to go. I drank, like, 64 ounces of water. I had to pee so bad. I went into this bathroom, and there was other men at the stalls, and I just couldn't go. I was just looking down, looking at the wall. I started sweating.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God, they're just looking at me. They know I can't go. They're like, And so, like, I had to pretend I went, like, force flush the toilet and then walk into the stall and then go because, like, I can't handle this. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God, they're all watching me. They're all laughing at me. They're all laughing at me.
Damn.
I can't go. It's so hard for me to go in public. But you know what's tight is recently at the college I go to, I found that they have a bathroom that's like just a bath, like it's like a gender free bathroom, so it has a door you lock and it only has one thing in it. It's my new favorite place.
That's hype.
I walk so far out of my way. I walk so far out of my way just to use this gender free bathroom that's just a giant normal bathroom. Like, yes.
Every time you tell this story, it just reminds me of the one time in high school where I was taking a piss in the stalls, and you're like, hey, I recognize those shoes, and you jumped over and looked at me.
I looked at you from the back, though. It wasn't like I looked
it
up.
It wasn't as bad as your story
he
at all.
Like, his head went under the stall next to the toilet looking up at me.
Yeah, that shit's fucked.
Like a goblin.
That's so bad.
Like a fucking goblin.
Yeah.
And he just laughed at me. He didn't say anything, just laughed.
Damn, bro.
He's like, ha ha. Disappeared into the shadows. I was like, God, why? I don't like this place. And then, like, for a while, I just wouldn't even go to the bathroom in schools. I would wait till I got home all day.
Yeah, I mostly did that too.
I can't do it. I don't understand how people fucking took shites in
public
bathrooms.
I've never done that to
that
this
is
day.
The most harrowing experience up there with
fucking
the
crazy
suppository story.
Taking a shit in a public bathroom, you have to be a fucking animal, bro.
That if you're at that point, something went wrong, you know? Like you're on like plan B right now. You know what I'm saying? Like all like code red.
If you was taking shit in public bathrooms every day, something went wrong in your life. It ain't quite right, man.
Can't do it. Oh, the worst is when you think you're alone, somebody walks in.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God.
That fucking sucks.
I'm like, oh, God. So they're on the other side of me. Fuck. Shit. I've heard, like, homeless guys jerking off in stalls, though. I was at a library, and I went into the bathroom to pee, and I heard this guy's, like, he's wearing, like, one, you know, like, those... You know the parkas that are really noisy because they got that nylon shell? It's like, shh, you know? That shh, like when the nylon rubs against itself.
Yeah.
Like, I just heard like this, it was just a rhythm that I've known, you know, that I've heard before. It's like, shh, 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 shh.
They walking up, bro. They gonna be there.
I was like, oh, this guy's just, this homeless dude's just jerking it right now. So I try to be really quiet.
I know that rhythm.
I was like, I'm not going to bother him. He probably needs this.
He probably needs this.
Because, like, the library has free Wi-Fi. You know you don't got data on his weird, like, Obama cell phone.
Hell no. No data on the Obama phone.
He needs this, so I'm just going to leave and not act like I was never here. You know, quietly close the door. I'm sorry, sir. Good night, sweet prince.
Damn. I've definitely heard people fucking in the back of movie theaters before.
Oh, yeah. The cinema.
Yeah. the classic.
The back of the cinema. You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
You gots to.
So true. What do you spend most of your time doing? What's the normal English day like? I know the sun never comes out, though rarely, so overcast.
As you can see, I fucking. What do I do?
Daily routine. You wake up. You go to sleep at 3 a.m. You wake up at 6 a.m.
Let's see. If I'm not working, to be honest, I'm just sleeping these days.
What's the commute? What's the commute to work like? How long is that commute?
It's like 40 minutes, I guess. It's all right. It's. I guess it's annoying because when I start my shift, it's always like rush hour. So.
Love that film.
Strong movie.
What is the job now? What's the job description?
Me, I guess I just work at like a fusion place. Nothing fancy.
A fusion place?
Like nuclear fission? Like Chernobyl?
How do they explain this?
Hopefully in English. This is like Black Ops shit. A fusion place?
Yeah, this sounds interesting.
Like, you know, they...
Trying not to get assassinated.
You know.
You know.
Like they.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Jerry doesn't know what she's been doing at work for the past year.
She's not sure, bro. She doesn't know what she.
They asked me to do weird things like, you know, bring.
Turn these knobs and go get this green rock.
Did you sign an NDA or something? What the hell?
Come on, bro.
Wait. What's the question again?
Oh, this is how you get out of it.
What do you do for work?
What are we talking about?
Oh my god, my brain.
It's that vertigo.
It's back, shit. Bro. Send you another surprise suppository.
Oh, okay. Let's go. I.
A fusion place.
The fusion place, guys.
Regular fusion.
It's like McDonald's, but for sushi.
Okay.
I don't know why that took it like.
Why did that take so long to.
How do I explain fast food sushi?
To Americans. I don't get it.
The home of fast food. We fucking created this shit. Like, oh, how do I explain it? It's just so foreign and like abstract of an idea. So what, you cutting fish? You know, Ivan used to work at a sushi place.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, damn. You guys can relate. Except, you know, in his sushi restaurant, it's all Mexicans. So what are you doing? You washing dishes? You cutting the fish? You forming the rolls?
Well.
You taking the shit out the freezer?
Yes, I am a pro at that.
Hell yeah.
You know how it be.
You know how it is. Chef Mike.
I miss the work streams when Cherry would just stream on her phone and make like bagels or some shit. She's like,
Gotta make food for the hostel. That's some food. That's like slave. That's like food for prisoners. All right, here's your toast and your beans. I'll be off. The food on the floor, like to them. Through the door.
Don't touch me here.
Oh god, you all smell, you dirty foreigners. Damn, that's funny. So now you're just making sushi with Chef Mike. You know Chef Mike? Cherry knows Chef Mike. She's a Kitchen Nightmares fan. Yo, Chef Mike. Chef Mike in the house. Chef Mike. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
For fuck's sakes. Damn. Yo, what's your favorite Kitchen Nightmare moment? There's a lot. I know it's a hard one because, like, every episode, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That show made me worried about eating local. I'm like, these people are incompetent assholes. They can't even clean their freezers, man.
Kitchen Nightmares goes hard.
There's that one episode where this guy just goes around saying, what's his name? I'm Nuno.
Oh, yeah. I'm Nuno. That guy. That crazy motherfucker. And Gordon's like,
he goes hard.
I just love when Gordon brings reality. Or no, my favorite thing is when they challenge him.
No, like, I love that. When Gordon reality checks like the dad. It's like, I've been working this business for 20 years. I'm going to keep doing it the same way. And he's like, dude, you're going to go bankrupt.
There was one episode. It was like some lodge in New York. And this dude was like mad tight that Gordon said his food was bad. And he was like talking. He was like. And he was just trying to talk shit. And Gordon's like, you don't get any phone calls. And he's like, no one's calling. He's like, oh, yeah, well, who's calling you? Or he says some shit like that. And Gordon's like, I'm too busy, like, trying to, like, I'm too busy Bro. Trying to answer all the calls for my everyday booked restaurant in England.
The head chef always be trying to argue with Gordon Ramsay.
I love that. When they act like he's not a real chef. When they're like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
I love that. He's like, I've been cooking food the same way for 40 years. What the fuck does this guy know?
What the fuck's a Michelin star? That ain't real.
That's just a fancy made-up word he made up so we can be famous.
I love that. I love any time he gets challenged.
It's so good.
By some dude who's like wearing a do-rag, like white guy in a do-rag. He has like a chef's jacket on. He's like frying chicken nuggets and salmon and like frozen salmon in oil.
Making hamburgers, not cooking the patty all the way through.
He's like, what does this guy know? He's like, yeah, you know. He's like, he's like, Ron, it came back. It's raw. Yeah, you know. What do you want me to do? Cry about it?
That's the way I like it.
He's like, God. There's always that one episode with that crazy woman from Arizona who, like, did it. He just left. The cat woman who spoke to her cats. She's like, oh, I like talking to my cats. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow. You ever seen that one? That's the only one that he's never, like, saved.
Although, oh, really? He gave up?
Well, like, the way the show works is that they're all going to fail. Like, even when he shows up, they're
it's
dead.
Already over.
It's dead on arrival. I think there's only three restaurants that have stayed open.
Yeah.
Sure. But there's this one in Arizona with this crazy-ass white lady. She's talking to her cats. Her husband's just assaulting customers for not liking the food. He's like, get the fuck out of here! Fuck your mother. Chair, have you dined at the Gordon Ramsay in wherever it is in England?
I know there's a couple of them, but no.
No, we're talking about the three-star joint, the Gordon, the Ramsay, as they call it. Wherever the fuck.
I pass by them, though. But no. I don't know. It's expensive.
We all know it's expensive, but, you know, you got to pay respects.
Out here representing
the English world. Think about what he did for you when you had vertigo, and you can't toss him a couple hundred pounds for like.
Think about how he supported you after the trauma of your surprise suppository.
And you're just like, you know, he died for your sins.
I guess you're right.
Like, you know what? I'm booking reservations next week.
Right now.
Damn it.
You gotta get the beef Wellington. Yay, beef Wellington. Yeah, beef Wellington. Damn, that was an eventful morning for me.
Bro, Warl's been muted for 80% of this podcast.
Yeah, what do you mean? That's in character.
Except now we get to see when he's not planning on talking.
Alright, guys, I think it's time to recommend something.
Pusher Trilogy.
Okay.
Yeah, they go hard.
The Pusher films. Cherry, this is your first time recommending something to maybe Ivan, because he's the only one that I think listens to it. I don't know. I don't try to keep up with that kind of stuff. What is your recommendation? Vertigo?
You like that one. It's pretty good.
I love me a good vertigo.
See.
Come on, Chad. You've recommended good stuff before.
That's true. I did. There's a Japanese
Hey, Eduardo.
Oh, shit. My man just said, what up?
What's up? God, Cherry's damn. Giving a recommendation.
We're at the end of the show, Eduardo. You fuck.
Hey, and I had customers, man.
That's so
damn.
Funny. What a... All right, what's your recommendation, Cherry?
Audition is a good one, I guess.
Let's see. What?
Film, right? You're talking about film?
Anything.
Yeah, yeah. Film,
favorite
TV,
hentai,
cartoon, yeah. Porn, favorite. Music.
Yeah. Anything.
Law and Order UK.
That's my favorite Law and Order. The judge,
powerful.
The judge has to wear that funny wig.
Every episode's a knife kill.
Or a sex crime.
The classics.
Cherry's searching through a Rolodex or physical Rolodex or recommendation.
Cherry, just recommend Lady Vengeance, bro.
No, you already did that, you fuck.
I did. Yeah, I forgot. She recommended it to me.
You never watched the Vengeance trilogy. Just
I haven't
Old
seen the
Boy?
Trilogy. I've only seen Old Boy and Lady Vengeance. Now,
Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance.
Yo, I watched the Fade to Black and White cut of Lady Vengeance, and it was pretty good. I really liked it in black and white.
Hell yeah, gotta watch Mother in black and white, Parasite in black and white.
I'll check out the third film in the Vengeance trilogy.
You
eventually.
Already did. You,
did I?
Lady Vengeance is the
third I mean the
one.
First. I mean the first. Yeah, the first one.
Cherry's still pondering.
Yo, Eddie, have you seen the new show, Velma?
We talked about this for like a half hour in the last podcast.
During the show, like during our recorded show we make, and you're like, oh, I fell asleep during that.
You fell asleep listening to our podcast. Strong.
How do you like it, Eddie?
I don't care for it, but I think we all talked about this already.
Yeah, we talked about this already.
What's your recommendation?
I don't know.
Cherry, what'd you recommend? Did you recommend something yet?
I did. It's called
I must
Audition.
Not have heard. Oh, Audition, okay.
Oh, by Takashi Miike?
Yeah, I like that.
That's a classic. A classic Takashi right. Miike joint. I'm putting this picture here for no reason. Don't try to think about who it looks like.
Damn. Hey, yo, that looks like, that kind of looks like somebody.
Damn. I know who that looks like.
Fuck all of y'all.
That's a second picture, bro. You gotta put me on the cover holding the Bible and this. Gotta Dude. Mash them together next
who
to
knew?
Each other.
Who knew Cherry was Mike Tyson's daughter? Who knew?
That's so strong.
Oh, yeah. Cherry recommends the Audition, a classic Takashi Miike joint.
There's
Hell yeah.
another one called Noroi.
Noroi?
It's really good. It's like found yeah. footage. Quite possibly the best found footage, like horror
Damn.
Film I've seen.
Nice.
Surprisingly, that's not high praise.
Yeah, Blair Witch isn't up there. We're big Blair Witch haters here.
Yeah, me and Eddie fucking hate Blair Witch with a passion.
I don't like Blair Witch. It was kind of boring. But...
Oh, I love that movie.
No real.
Yeah.
That cover looks very
that
odd.
That cover looks fucking crazy, brother.
It looks like that Mark Twain stop motion show. What do I recommend? I recommend,
You gotta get Mark's recommendation.
We don't want that.
No, I want that.
Recommend their business.
Oh, no, I already know what he's gonna say.
What?
He's gonna say low budget pornos.
I mean, we gotta get his recommendation now. So much speculation.
Amateur films is what I like.
Yep.
I recommend the. Wait, let me look at my phone. What is something I watched recently?
Eduardo.
Recommend something.
You recommend something. Come on.
What did I watch the other day? I saw something.
Amsterdam?
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone hates that movie, Eduardo.
Yeah, I think I watched that and it wasn't very good.
I liked it. It was all right.
Everyone hates it because that guy was, like, awful. The director, like, beat women on set or something.
Damn, bro.
Damn, well, I guess I gotta change it now.
Be like, well, I can't do that, so.
Yeah, I watched this movie. It was mid.
Bring us a Lost Ark.
All right. Now go get Mark's recommendation while Eddie's thinking of it.
I got mine. I got mine. Everyone's a big horror fan, so I recommend The Brood by David Cronenberg.
Brood?
The Brood. It's a fucked up little movie with a fucked up ending. David Cronenberg, the director of The Fly.
Oh, yeah. The Fly fucked me up, dude.
Various other things that involve body horror. I love The Brood is a little fucked up experience.
Damn.
All right. I think that's a show.
All right.
Everyone say your last pieces. Say your piece.
Sheboygan.
Okay. Nick, what's your sign off?
I already stopped recording.
All right.
As soon as the world says Sheboinkin, I stopped.